This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
The biggest fake it till you make it resume that I do, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's like Disney World, motherfucker.
Yeah.
The ends are lipness. Lipness.
Lipness?
Limitless. Lipness? Holy shit.
Limitless.
Can you get high off of
you can get high off anything if you take enough of it. Yeah.
Can you get high off Claritin? It's a whole new world.
It's a very clear world. Okay, well, hello and welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual play. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
I am Keynes.
I'm Dawson.
And this episode, we are talking about hypno or hypnosis and how that figures into pup and kink play. Now, this came up a couple of weeks ago on the Wheel of Kink, and we thought this would be a great episode to talk about and delve into. So let's delve right into it.
Yeah, where's our guest, Keynes?
Wait, what?
I'm gonna be like the Grinch right now, okay? Right now, Keynes, okay? We're gonna be the Grinch right now at the Grinch Stole Christmas because you don't even know what's gonna happen right now, all right? It's so disgusting. At the end of the day, you promised me a guest, and I did not see a guest here. You said that you knew somebody who did hypno, and you did not bring them today. So does that mean I'm gonna get a check? Or does that just mean that I'm going to end up getting a guest that ends up here later? Because if not, you know I'm not going.
No guest. but I do know. So I do know quite a few.
That's the best Grinch impression I can do. So fuck off.
I do know quite a few people that like being hypnotized, mm-hmm. and also some people that
where the fuck are they
do the hypnotism. Unfortunately, it's been a really busy week. 2 weeks for me.
My throat could close up at any moment and I'm still here and you couldn't get a hypnotist on here, motherfucker. Excuses.
So
we're doing two episodes tonight, motherfuckers. I could die between now and then.
And if we hypnotized him, he wouldn't die. Well, just the hypnotist would tell him not to die. Don't die.
So
snap your fingers.
I do know, you know, some hypnotists, and I've delved into this actually personally, because I'm into hypno as well. I mean, shocking. I'm into something else that we talk about.
And I've toured with a hypnotist. Oh my god! Holy fuck! Hold on. The Grinch. Hold on, guys.
All right.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up, Keynes. Shut the fuck
He's
up.
He's not talking.
We're 3 minutes into this, and the Grinch stole Barely's intro.
You just realized that, huh?
Barely do his intro. The Grinch stole Barely's intro.
My intro.
Let's shut the fuck up for a second. No, the fuck you
did. I did so because I said I am Barely Normal, and with me is, and you said I am Dawson.
But what are we talking about today?
I said we're talking about hypno,
and that's about all things
pup and kink play.
Jesus Christ, this is such a rough.
But I said
anyway,
that all.
Keep going.
It's all good. We went through that already.
We're going to say this is the Benadryl.
Dawson's on the Benadryl.
Dawson is drug. Dawson's high on legal drugs. He's high on Claritin.
High on Claritin. Like I said, it's very cool. Anyway, Keynes.
This is consensual sexual play, right?
Yes, I said all that.
Ah, woo. I was just making sure, okay?
This is this.
You never know.
Okay. I'm into hypno, mm-hmm. but specifically like what I am into is I'm not necessarily saying that people know how to hypnotize in the pup community. Mm-hmm. It's also a mindset to be like wanting to be in hypnotized, mm-hmm. and being in that like calming state of, you know, do what
relaxation.
You
mm-hmm.
I will do what you whatever you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Daddy.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
awkward pause. And yes,
Dawson.
Dawson, come back to us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm acting like one of your senators.
That was our president. That wasn't a senator. Oh, that was our senator.
No.
That was
fucking John McConnell the other day, where
Mitch
just
McConnell.
Froze and had a stroke in the middle. Mitch McConnell, whatever it is. Hey, The fact that I know his last name and I'm Canadian, that's polite enough, all right? So, Mr. McConnell.
Okay.
So, basically, but yeah, like that's the thing with hypnosis. Like I said, is like Keynes was saying, and as somebody who worked and toured and had to see it every day, that's what I was saying in that episode they were recording, is that I'm a little bit numb to it. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm numb to it is because I don't let myself go as easy anymore, because now I'm like, oh, it's this bullshit again.
Okay.
Where instead it's like, oh, it's this again. Yay. Yeah. But before it was like, hey, quit smoking and stop doing stupid shit, you fucking bastard. Like, you're crappy at life. Whereas like this is like, hey, I'm going to make you feel like your dick's getting sucked off and you're going to have the best orgasm ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. No, that's not what I wanted before. But okay, let's do that.
So, Keynes.
You go, Mateo.
So, Keynes.
Yes.
When was the last time you were hypnotized?
Oh, that's going to be a while ago. Mm-hmm. I was probably with a pup in San Francisco, and basically I was hanging out. We'll do air quotes, hanging out, mm-hmm. because we were at a pup mosh, and mind you, sex is not allowed at pup moshes.
Right.
Well, you can get away with a lot.
Sure.
But yeah, so I was in a corner with him, and basically feeling him up inside of his jock, basically started whispering in my ear and putting me in a more submissive state to then start blowing him, basically.
You're such a good boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you suck that dick.
But do you think that you were hypnotized, or were you just open to the suggestion?
No, so it's and that's the thing, is hypnotizing someone doesn't necessarily mean that they're like not still coherent.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, can I be like, oh, this is going to sound bad. This is going to sound bad, but I need to do it. Cut this out if you need to. Can I be the white Neil deGrasse Tyson in this situation?
Sure.
Huh?
So the reason why hypnosis works is because we believe it works. And our brain, we let it melt into it. So that's why on most platforms, actually, if you put hypnosis or if you put hypno into the search engine, mm-hmm. it won't show up. Or if you mention hypno anywhere in your descriptions or your titles, it will get blocked and taken down.
On what sites?
Every site.
Well, we're going to test this out, because I'm going to post this as hypno, and we're going to see if it gets blocked.
If you do like meditation, or if you do relaxation, things like that, because the thing is that we have to remember is technically hypno is also a form of CNC.
CNC.
Because at that point, which is consensual non-consent.
Oh, okay.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because I've been hypnotized before, and
yes,
like you don't do anything that necessarily you wouldn't do
right.
out of the ordinary.
Yes.
So I don't necessarily think that it's a CNC type of thing. I think it's more of a mindset that you're more susceptible to what the person wants you to do, but you're still going to agree to do so. And that's what's so much fun with hypnotist shows, is they'll, you know, bring up a group of people and then be like, oh, look, this person is literally naked in front of everyone. And they're really bashful and shy, and you know, they're trying to cover up their parts, because they literally think that they are naked on the stage. And then they'll reverse it and go, no, actually everyone in the audience is naked but you. And then they're like, oh God, and they're like, you know, mm-hmm. shielding their eyes from people. That is basically like, it can be a thing where you can see what your perception is. I've seen it happen. I don't necessarily know if, like, there's no way of proving it, and that's probably why there's so many different.
Well, but studies have been done under people under hypnosis, and their brain waves are very similar to the brain waves when you're in REM sleep. So when you're in a deep, essentially hypnosis is focused relaxation, and you just take them into a full sense of relaxation, and then you plant seeds or suggestions into the mind while they're in that deep state of relaxation. And as Dawson mentioned, you know, deep meditation, relaxation, you put that in there, it's all the same thing.
And like, realistically, what it boils down to is all hypnosis is a real in-time version of when you have those deep, vivid dreams. Like when you can remember running through a hallway and all of a sudden you wake up, you're like, oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's basically what hypnosis is. But because instead of you running down a hallway because you're getting chased by whatever the fuck your terrors were for that day at work.
Yeah.
Being chased by now you have some guy who's got a fucking beard and a suit on that looks fucking fuckable saying, just relax, calm your mind. Start at your toes mm-hmm. and get all the way up to your legs. You feel your legs and your calves relax. All the way to your knees are feeling loose into your thighs. Now your thighs go.
Oh, we don't want to put anyone under.
No, we're not going to put anybody under. Because here's the thing. So that's what I was going to bring up is that I've done this shit before.
I have too.
And it's so fucking cool.
It is. It's fun.
But it's all about making sure that you're like as relaxed as possible. And you're basically just like.
Sure.
Just like that one Futurama episode where Leela just keeps telling Fry, you just got to let go.
Yeah.
You just got to let go, Fry. Let go.
Well,
wake up.
Oh, you're talking about the bee.
Well,
bee sting.
Yeah, the bee honey.
And ASMR is a form of hypnosis as well. I mean, if you think about it, ASMR, just like you just did there on the microphone, you know, the soft talking and. The deep voice, hi. And that's all. And the whispers.
This is Deswana.
Deswana.
Dawson's sister.
I'm having
a great day. Cluck, cluck.
It's. Cluck, cluck.
Thank you for the rose.
Yes. Anyway, it's like, remember the old television ads?
Or sorry, it's not gluck, gluck. It's gang, gang. Wow, look at me on the train.
From the 80s and 90s when you had those late night, you know, call Miss Cleo or. Get hypnotized over the phone.
God, did you hear that Canada's little sex lady died? Oh.
I didn't, but that's the topic for another episode. We were still trying to talk to Keynes about when he was hypnotized after filling up a guy in his jock.
Wait, what? Yes. That was the topic we were talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we were talking about that.
Maybe I do need to go to the hospital, guys. I'm having some dementia here.
Yeah. Time shift.
I'm just gonna call me when you need
okay.
me. Okay, just call me maybe.
All right. So Keynes, he gave you the suggestion to blow him, and you did.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. So basically, I was in more of a calmer state, and this was like still when I was still fresh going to Mosh's. So mm-hmm. I was very. No. I was definitely legal. Mm-hmm. I was way over 21 at this point.
Well, you were at a bar, but, so it had to be. You had to be over 21.
Well, I also haven't been a pup that long. I am older, more wiser. Yeah. So basically, he helped me kind of calm down mm-hmm. because at that point, I never did anything public wise.
Okay.
And I was actually like really scared to like do anything. I was more comfortable basically being put into a hypnosis state so that I could actually do something mm-hmm. that I actually enjoyed. And I look back fondly on that as well.
Okay. All right. Now I've been hypnotized and I've studied hypnosis and focused relaxation actually is the class I took, not hypnosis. But when it comes right down to it, it's basically the same thing. And erotic hypnosis entails using hypnosis to enhance sensuality, sexuality, sexual responses, feelings, and sensations without necessarily needing to be touched, according to a kink-friendly clinical hypotherapist who specializes in this work. His name is Kaz Riley. And according to Kaz, you can use it to enhance a connection during lovemaking as a tool during a BDSM so that you can, you know, relax them into accepting things that might not necessarily that they want deep down, but that they can't verbalize or express on the surface.
It's kind of like vocal poppers.
In a way, sure. A little more longer. It takes longer, but it can last longer.
So safer. Yeah. So I actually know there's actually quite a lot of these on I think on YouTube, mm-hmm. but
vocal poppers on YouTube.
No.
Are we searching that right now?
No.
you open it up and it goes, "Hi, baby. Hey, how you doing? Take a deep whiff.
You just
it's like, yeah, deep me, breathe me deep. You want it. You know you want it. Breathe me deep. You feel it better?
Yeah.
You feel that hole opening up, baby? Yeah, you know you want it.
No, so there's actually like
you got hypnosis. Like for the old ones. Yeah, you take off that CPAP machine.
Unhook the hose.
Unhook the hose. Oh God.
Put the bottle up to it.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
I want you to come at the top of the engine steam. Okay. Is that a thing?
No. We're getting so sidetracked.
Okay.
So on YouTube, there's actually like, and I think I could probably find them. I'm gonna have to like do some searching for it. But I know that I've watched things online that were basically these videos that were all audio. It was just mm-hmm. an audio like type of thing, but it was a hypnosis creating a better sex drive. Mm-hmm. And basically what it was you were just listening and relaxing to these, you know, hour long like segments. And basically afterwards, like I was always really horny after the fact, mm-hmm. like, and I mean like wanting to fuck a pillow for hours, basically
taking notes for your visit. Okay.
Yes. So, and this kind of like goes into the sexual side of it, talking about drones. So drones definitely has that like hypnosis thing kind of attached to it where, okay, I'm going to put headphones on you and you're going to stay right here and you're going to enjoy what you're listening to and just kind of be dead, not really dead, but like just be brain dead to the point where you're just listening to this audio and being a drone. And a lot of like the drone audio is like, be a good toy, serve master, like you are nothing without, you know, pleasing someone type of thing. And you're just there for them, not for you. And it's a whole like facet.
Would technically this one streamer on Twitch, Matt's All Folks' channel, would I be a drone on there? Because they have a redeem or like a command that counts, because like I always have a headphone. I always have my headphones in. So even when I'm getting dick, I have a headphone mm-hmm. in. So I could put !peen in his chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, Dawson's getting dick while Matt's streaming again.
Oh, okay.
Does that count as a drone?
No. Or, so drone.
Like,
drone
I'm thinking is, like a drone, like fucking like a flying thing. Like it's coming in and like there's a camera somewhere or like.
No. Okay. Let me clarify what a drone is real quick. So a drone is, in a kink sense, basically someone that thinks of themselves more as a toy or a fuck toy to someone, or is in a state of mind that they are so close to their master that they will not do anything unless being told. It is kind of a form of like hypnosis in some degree. Now, some people like just the aesthetic of it. So you'll see, like, if you go to a FurCon, you might see someone in like a drone outfit. It's usually like a rubber suit with like a gas mask or something like a bike helmet that's like really like the visor is just like
black,
super dark. Right. Yeah, yeah. So you like they can't like you won't be able to see inside of them.
Similar to a gimp suit.
Speaking of.
Yeah, it's kind of like
helmets in a gimp and everything. Suit. Mm-hmm. If any pups out there want to come up with a set of biker gear instead of fox, it's pup.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Because like as hot as some of these puppies are with fox gear and like their little like motocross uh-huh. stuff, it needs to be instead of fox, it needs to be changed to pup, and somebody needs to capitalize on that.
Okay.
That's an entire gay market you can make money
there
on.
There we go. There we go. From the drug-addled mind.
You're talking about the actual companies that make the suits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Got it. I get the connection now.
Yeah.
Instead of Dianese suits or Dianese suits, you want it to be pup suits.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Barely, have you done anything with hypno that's like sexual?
I have not. I've been wanting to try it. I could say, so you know when you're just falling asleep and you're in that state of in between asleep and awake and you're just kind of drifting off, and sometimes people, they'll jerk a little bit when they're just doing that. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that is
look what I can do.
That's the hypnotic state. So there have been times when I've been in bed with my husband and I've been horny and he's not. When he gets to that state, I'll lean over and touch his bottom and say, let's fuck. And he'll be like, he'll roll over and give me his ass. So I guess, yes, I have, but I didn't actually put him into that state. I just took advantage of it, knowing that he was in that state.
So going back to that, would that not be a form of CNC because he did not verbally say, let's do this shit?
Well, but okay, but you,
we're married, so it's
My husband's raped me before. That's a whole different subject. So at the end of the day, you can still, it doesn't matter if you're married.
So I guess you could say it's part of, I guess you could say it's CNC, but I mean,
doesn't matter if you've been married for 20 years, you still get consent to go into that hole.
Yeah. But if I say let's fuck and he moves his butt over and then that's the consent right there, right? Yeah. He said yes with his butt.
Yeah.
So, but that's the only thing I've done. I mean, I've done the, I've used hypnosis when, in past lives, when I was doing leadership seminars for the Boy Scouts and stuff, we would do focused relaxation so that we could get them to focus on training and doing the things that they needed to do and increasing their leadership abilities. And by God, it worked. I mean, because we would take our leaders and our scoutmasters to these seminars. I know, Dawson, you're thinking that it's sexual. It's not
I'm thinking it way was, too sexual. It was not to, sexual. For me too.
I'm like, normally we go to the Catholic board at this ship, but goddamn, look at you. Boy Scouts of America represent. Yeah,
but so you can help do it with leaders as well. I mean, you can, you know, plant the seeds for helping to do things. And I mean, hypnosis is used 99% of the time for things other than sex. I mean, quitting smoking, you know, concentrating, people that are on that have ADHD, severe ADHD can have a form of hypnosis to calm down. I know a buddy of mine, his son is way on the spectrum. And when he whispers to his son, it calms him down. And all he's doing is making him focus. And that's all hypnosis is forced, relaxed focus.
And that's kind of basically what, like, I don't think necessarily a lot of like the pup community or the kink community that is into hypnosis. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're professional hypnosis.
No, but
So I definitely know I've met a few of them.
Mm-hmm. But realistically, what is a professional hypnosis, as you said?
Well, hypnotherapist.
Like me, like I'm a professional magician, but how do you know I'm a professional magician?
Well, unless you advertise it or put on a show or...
Oh, so I paid $10 a month for a website on Square because Philip DeFranco fucking advertised it once, so that makes me professional? Yeah, okay. Of course.
Professional just means you get paid for it.
Oh.
That's all professional means is you get paid. You provide a service and you get paid.
So then a prostitute is just a professional sex dealer.
Yes. Ask any one of them. They'll tell you that. No, there's a difference between a prostitute and a whore. A whore gives it away for free. A prostitute you have to pay for.
Oh, I thought a slut gave it away for free and a whore got paid.
Whatever floats your boat at that time.
That's right. The money.
But we'll hypnotize both of them and they'll finally do their taxes for the first time in their life and we'll find out.
Do your taxes.
Yeah.
No, so that's kind of the point too is like the people that I've talked to that are like professional hypnosis, I don't know how to use
hypnotists.
Uh-huh. Basically they say a lot of the time
use the scientific word, would you?
Puppy brain and drinking puppy brain.
Yes.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the full glass of vodka again? Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
You're doing a full glass of vodka with the side of Sprite. Look at you go. Good boy.
Hey, it's going to be a long night. And
it's going to be with me because you know what? I worked for you today, mister, so you owe me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, look at the bottom of the fucking goddamn sheets. You'll see the next episode where you're going to have to suck my dick. It's fine.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
next week's episode, you're going to find out why you have to suck my dick.
Yeah, so tune in. Good. Yes.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned, everybody.
Come back in 2 weeks and listen to why. All right.
Hypnotoad.
Yes, that too.
Stay tuned till Keynes gets blown.
Stop. Stop with the Futurama references.
Hey, the new episode just dropped this weekend, so go fuck yourself.
They did.
I'm so excited. Yep. It's so good.
Yeah, it is good. I watched it.
Oh man, I need to watch this. Anyways, so I've talked with them, and some of the things that they said were like, you know, a lot of times it's you have to be willing to be put under is what they were saying. Mm-hmm. Is you cannot hypnotize someone that is not like accepting to it.
Right.
They said a lot of times that it's short term things. So like if someone's smoking, for instance, and they want to quit smoking with hypnotists, what they do is they do like sessions. So they don't just do one and then you're completely cured. They'll do it in like a couple months, where they'll do it like once a week, where you're going in, getting hypnotized to not smoke, and then you're constantly going back to just nail in that thing of not smoking. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of the same thing. Like if you're like looking to be hypnotized for things,
it's kind of like a therapist.
Yeah, it's like a real life therapist. Yeah,
it's like a therapist fucked a yoga instructor, and now here's a hypnotist.
Mm-hmm. Here's your healthy yoga.
Yes.
Slash.
All right, everybody, we're about to do a downward dog spiral right into all of our problems. We're going to get rid of them. Throw them out. Don't worry about it. You don't need a cigarette, you filthy whore.
It actually is kind of accurate, but
yeah, that's the thing is that if you, it's the same thing as like life in general, is that if you're not willing and if you're not ready to do it yourself, it's not going to work.
Right.
And as pseudoscience bullshit as that sounds, the thing is that you just gotta go with the flow, man. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, well, and just let it go.
And you can't hypnotize somebody that's drunk either.
Yeah.
Because nope, can't be done.
It doesn't work.
Can't be done.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
If you're drunk or super stoned, super stoned, I would just put my finger on your forehead and say sleep, and you would do it.
If you're super stoned, you're already hypnotized.
You're already halfway there. You're 3/4 of the way there. Yeah. But
I could just imagine sleep.
Yep. But
that was effective.
Yeah. But if you're drunk, you can't be hypnotized because your brain is going. You can't focus the brain. That's why you can't drive when you're drunk, because you can't focus properly. You have to be able to focus in order to be hypnotized.
Yeah, that's why I can do one on one hypno, mm-hmm. or I can listen to a hypno session mm-hmm. and get it done. But if I'm honest, like that was our issue, like when I toured with the hypnotist, is that was our one issue, was because there was, if like, say, for instance, he didn't find enough people in the crowd, or because, you know, D-list, mm-hmm. there wasn't enough people there to get a full stage mm-hmm. because the people in the crowd were fucked mm-hmm. up. I would go out and help. But what we ended up finding was that.
It takes longer. The more you've been hypnotized, the longer it takes to get you hypnotized. So each subsequent session, and then if you're doing it nightly like that with the hypnosis, and you're listening to him all the time, then that's going to cause problems. Are you okay? You look like you just had an episode there, Dawson.
Yeah, I'm good. My breathing's fine.
Okay. All right. So we're good listeners out there. Dawson had some serious hive attacks this week, and but then again, I just watched him take 2 big hits off his pipe, so that might have done a little bit to why he's all mellowed
that's getting rid of, that's stopping me from like basically scratching myself
good to death.
So
each subsequent hypnosis session, it takes a little bit longer because you know, and audience, I've watched the audience hypnosis at Vegas and Reno, where they do the whole thing, and they're like, they talk about all of the, you know, they talk the audience into focusing and going down, and then they tell you to raise your hand as stiff as a board. It can't be put down. And all the assistants walk around and try and put your arm down. And those that have the sufficient resistance, they bring them up on stage. And I'm assuming that's what your hypnosis friend did, the same thing, similar to that. You try to hypnotize the audience and then give them something that the assistants can focus on.
And then that was the issue with me, is that it wasn't that I couldn't, like, I could still be hypnotized on my own solo, but my issue is that because my brain is, like I said, is I'm listening to somebody's Twitch stream mm-hmm. while I'm getting plowed from behind. Mm-hmm. The issue is that if I'm with a group of people on, like, a stage, or like in like a mosh pit or at a bar, wherever it is, if they take attention off of me, mm-hmm. for every second that you don't have attention and you're not keeping me focused in that thing, is 1 second that I'm coming out mm-hmm. of my hypnosis.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like a fucking tick town or a ticker tick down, tick down. What?
TikTok?
Countdown.
Oh.
Countdown.
Tick
there
down.
We go. That's the word.
Tick down is good too. Yes. Go. Okay.
Wow. What did Marcus bring home from work? Is this
that's some good stuff, man? So
apparently it's laced with things that would get us banned on everything.
It would be interesting to try at a pup gathering to hypnotize all of the pups and see who is the most susceptible to suggestion. Because when you're pups and you're already in that headspace, I think the hypnotist would have a little bit more problems because they're in a puppy headspace. So clearly they're not focused to begin with.
So, yeah,
they're focused on one thing. However, they could be susceptible to suggestion, especially if it's a very effective alpha or dom that's there making them listen, I would think. It would be a fun experiment to try.
Yeah, it definitely would be a fun thing to be like, okay, BLFC mosh, we're gonna do this. We're mm-hmm. gonna bring in a professional hypnotist and like fully do it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Nat just flew in my face. I don't know what
his name. Nat.
Hi, Nat. Hi, Nat. Yeah. How you doing? No,
I don't know.
Nice butt.
It's like holy crap. Like hi. But
is that a stinger? Yeah, no, it's just your penis. Okay.
So it would be interesting because of the fact of, okay, you have pups in different headspaces, because not every pup is going to have the same type of headspace. Mm-hmm. Some pups are very mellow. Some pups are very hyper. Some pups are somewhere in between. So I think that it would definitely be a good social experiment. Mm-hmm. Any hypnotists that actually, you know, listen to our show, you know, hit us up. We'll have to set something up.
I mean, it's going to be Reno. There's got to be a couple of
them. Give me ideas, and I'll work my magic.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Because not only remember Dawson's a magician, but he also, like I said, toured with a hypnotist for like 6 months.
I traveled with the doctors. Does that mean I can do surgery?
Well, it depends. You can do surgery if there are surgeons, but you said doctors. So are they pediatricians?
Well,
like you already said scouts.
Wow. Wow. Well, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next episode to see who our new co-host is.
Chris Hansen, everybody. Welcome them all in. No, wow. I'm just going to hypnotize these guys so we don't remember this episode. That's all. So my question is for you guys, is what is your idea of hypno? Like, when you think of being hypnotized in a kinky fashion, what do you picture? Because like for me, I picture somebody hypnotizing me and getting me to picture a place or an idea or an action that is hot and would make me horny, and then also use their selves to make those feelings kind of on my body, make that happen. Mm-hmm. But also, like I said, this is why it goes back to the CNC thing, because if you're in this trance, if you're like, hey, suck my dick. Yes. Okay. Even if I was out of the trance, I probably suck my dick. But at that point, in theory, mm-hmm.
Well, and that's so the aspect of,
so you have to have, like, that's the thing is, like, just don't go and find like some, it's the same, like, don't just go find some random hypnotist on Craigslist. Like, be fucking safe with everything. Like, make sure like you're vetted. Like, if they got a 1-star review on Yelp, like, I'd stay away from that motherfucker.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that you need to, if you're into it, you have to have a person and you have to like purchase them to come in and hypnotize you.
There's I can't afford that.
Yeah, just, no, that, I'm not saying
to something. Yeah, no.
So there's other stuff online, but also I don't think like the actual like kink side of it is not necessarily the full hypnosis thing that you normally see in like shows.
No.
It's going to be more of a mindset that you're trying to chase after. But the porn is very, very CNC. Mm-hmm. It's very like, oh, I'm going to hypnotize you. A lot of the porn is like the swirly eyes. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of furry,
Really? There's furry hypnotic porn? Really? No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I find that hard to believe.
There's furry dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, anything. Yes.
Wow. Who would have thought that?
So there's a bunch of it where, you know, you have a victim, so to speak, mm-hmm. or air quotes. I'm going to air quote it because most of the time they're wanting it. You find out later. They definitely are like, you know, just at a bus stop or whatever. And very oddly specific. I know it's because I'm picturing a couple comics like in my brain. Uh-huh. So
I'm just picturing Roxy from RuPaul's Drag Race.
And my mom, she left me at a bus stop when I was six.
So for all our Drag Race fans out there, you'll be laughing your ass off right now. For everybody else, these two are like way straighter than they put off.
Yeah, I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race. No, like,
Travis,
sorry.
The best drag competition.
Okay. I'm here for the references.
Best drag competition I watched was Queen of the Universe. And I don't know if you've seen that one. That was really good. I have to say that was a really good series.
Can we get a cue for queer over here? We're not going to spell the entire word, but we'll give you one letter.
A.
There's an A in queer?
No.
Bruh.
Oh,
okay, we're taking away that letter now. We're giving you a cue to start off, but you know what? We're rescinding that now. Okay. We're rescinding that queer hour.
No. So
wow.
Basically, what a lot of times the porn is, it can fall under the CNC because it's more of the person that has the ability is finding people that they can take advantage of. And then they put them in a situation where they're doing whatever that person wants. And it's very hot. Mind you, the idea is very hot.
It is.
But
that's faked.
That's what I'm saying, it's
like the movies, it's not real.
the orgasms are real,
that's a lie, I might not
come. but the porn itself is the storyline is already scripted.
The storyline, fuck you if he doesn't have enough money for pizza, you're doing porn. Mm-hmm. We know damn well you have enough money for pizza. Mm-hmm.
So but like I think it goes back to like the I don't know if this is on our wheel of kink or not, but Vore. I think we talked about this previously.
It's like being eaten Vore, size differences and things like that. That's all Vore.
So there's the hard Vore of okay, you're actually eating someone and you're inside of their stomach. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, yes, cool, great, I'll love it. Mm-hmm. But actual doing that
right
is very against the law.
Yes, very much.
And
so, yes.
Also will make you probably very sick.
Yes. So
and that's kind of the point is the porn of hypnotism might not be the same as what it is in real life,
right?
Or outside of the porn.
Exactly.
And you know, you just have to realize, okay, you might be into it, but you just got to find a way to actually like get that like experience. Yeah.
Like spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't been in the porn industry before, that cum shot you see at the very end happened within the first 2 minutes of the video, and the rest was just them trying to get hard again.
Mm.
Okay. The first 20 minutes of the video is just them getting hard again after they've already come. And then at the very end, you see the first 2 minutes of the actual video.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Wow, alert. That was a spoiler alert. That ruined porn for me all the way.
It's also all fake.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, all of it is fake.
Well, that's...
Including the, like... Czech hunter and like the straight boy, you know, hunter or whatever. Yeah. It's all scripted.
Yeah. So I'm reminded of, do you remember the original show, Queer as Folk?
Yes. Okay. Oh yeah.
When Ted ran the porn website.
Oh yes.
Emmett. Emmett was one of his stars and he had the little cum squirter. And he says to Emmett, well, let's go again. And I got the cum squirter. He's like, no, I can come again. So yeah. That's just like, oh, good for you.
And that's the thing is like a lot of camera angles are used.
Yes.
So to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, but anyway, hypnosis and porn and eroticness. Okay. Yes.
Eroticness.
It's coined a new word.
If
that's my job.
So if we were to get hypnotized, so say for instance, if I were to hypnotize y'all or attempt to,
yes,
what would you want the experience to be? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, what would you want to get out of a hypno session?
If it was erotic hypno session, I would like you to convince my brain to,
Like, I'm not going to make you bawk like a chicken while you're sucking my cock. Like, there's no way. Like, it's not cock for cock, man. Like,
nope. No, I would, if it were me, I would want to, I would want you to reduce my refraction time.
Ooh, that's actually a really fun one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definition.
So, go ahead.
It's basically, like recharge.
The time between when you come and you get soft and then you can get hard again, like on the porns, you know,
reduce
the time for my refraction. So it's like, you know, you will, after you come, you will get hard again in 2 minutes instead of 15. Things like that. That would be fun.
That would be very fun. I'm into more of the forcefulness, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
That you'd want to be forceful or want to be more forced?
Want to be forced.
Okay.
Type of thing. All right. I find it really hot to be like, put into that like headspace and, you know, being told, oh, you don't have a gag reflex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Boop, gone.
Yeah. But you don't have one to begin with.
Correct. But you know, that's kind of,
unless
you're missing the point,
unless the top wants you to have a gag reflex and then we would hypnotize you.
Do have a gag reflex right now. I want to taste a Taco Bell. Yes.
Oh, man. And the boner goes away.
Yes. You had some cumin earlier? Well, I'll be coming right now.
Okay. I think we have beat this subject into the ground.
I think, yeah. I think all of us need, when we're at BLFC, we need to find ourselves a hypnotist and we need to experience this for real in real life.
All right. Well, any listeners out there, if you are a hypnotist or know of a hypnotist, get a hold of us, get a hold of me, and we'll make some arrangements to have you hypnotize some puppies at one of our room parties.
Just a small donation and supporting us on the webcast. You could totally have Keynes's dick in your mouth, apparently.
Dick in Keynes's mouth, whichever the case may be. Of course, that wouldn't take much for either one of you if the hypnotist said, suck my dick.
You don't even need to hypnotize us.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's
really what I mean.
Thank you for the $5.
Money, money, money.
All right. Well,
really? Nobody?
Money. Let's spin the wheel of kink and see three subjects we can talk about here. First spin.
Ooh.
Ooh, finger sucking.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So, like, yes, if it has, like, a latex or rubber glove on it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, so it's the latex thing for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love, like, it's not, like, the actual finger itself. It's the fact that, like, you can suck on the glove and you can, like, feel it, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and like, depending on how you do it, you can actually like cut off the glove or the rubber a bit and like blow it up in your mouth by changing the pressure in your mouth. And like, it's hot as fuck. Yeah. A regular finger, not really, because like,
but that's you doing the finger sucking. How about you letting your fingers be sucked?
No, because I know where my fingers have been and how long they haven't been where they should be.
Okay. All right.
So no. Okay.
Canes, how about you?
It's just mainly so that way these guys don't get strep.
Okay.
I'm not in, I mean, I can do, if someone is into sucking my hand or my fingers, that's fine. As long as they're into it. I'm a very much, a pleasing pup. So like, if you're into something and I am not, I'm not going to tell you no. I'm going to literally let you do what you want to some degree, obviously. Lisa, to some degree,
unless he's been hypnotized.
Yeah, there you go. Unless I'm hypnotized. But also, side note, that rubber thing is for some reason, I don't know why, but latex gloves.
Yes.
For me, if someone touches me with like a latex glove, that turns me on way more than just like a hand. A hand?
Huh. Okay. Taking notes again. Latex gloves.
Yeah. So what I'll do sometimes is, I hope you're listening, Marcus. Of course he's fucking not. He's still on episode fucking minus one, asshole.
Anyway, for you.
Sometimes what I'll do is I'll come in a condom.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll save it. Remember how we were talking about that last week about saving cum?
Yes.
I'll save it, put it in the freezer, save it, and then I'll untie it. And then when I'm going to have sex next time, I'll be like fucking the person while I have the condom in my mouth.
Okay.
Sucking my own cum out of it, but like feeling the latex from the condom at the same time. Okay. I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The more you know. Yeah.
I enjoy...
Anyway, misery is love.
I enjoy having my fingers sucked, and I have one guy that comes over once in a while, and he likes to get into little space, and so he likes to suck my thumb, which is kind of cool. Anyway. All right, now our next spin. Ooh. I thought we had this one already. Kinesmophilia, which is...
Is that people, like... That are attracted to Kenneth?
No, it's a tickling.
People named Ken?
Tickling.
Oh. So I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ticklish?
No.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. anyone that does that and goes no
yeah.
means that they are.
Yes.
I am not. I'll be honest then with everybody. I'll be completely 100% honest. I am fully 100% ticklish as long as you're prepared to get a black eye.
So what you're saying
because
is
you also you have to remember is, yeah, because I am ticklish, but I also flail. There's a reason why people loved me on the wrestling team. It's not because I was strong. It's because I was like a little worm or snake that no matter what position you put me in, I was wiggling the fuck out of that.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
What was the question?
We were talking about tickling. Now, but tickling doesn't have to be like full on, you know, like you do with your nephew where you get him on the floor laughing so hard that he pees himself. No, but
who's laughing when they get tickled? Fuck off.
But
you animals.
I mean, it could be like, you know,
animals.
It could be like just tickling the feet with a feather or that kind of tickling.
That's the one thing I do love is like when you like just gently graze your fingers over my like chest, on my back or on my stomach, like not on my sides. Go fuck yourself on my sides.
Because that's his ticklish spot.
That was bad. Mm-hmm. That was bad. I fucked myself up. Damn, you guys just hurt. Dang it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, if you like, just like,
no,
just gently, like, just ever so, like, just the essence of your hand moving over my skin is just, chef's kiss.
And how about you, Mr. Keynes?
So I'm not ticklish.
Oh, okay.
So, but I do love tickling.
Okay.
I've had several pups that, you know, are ticklish and Yeah, they hate me for it because they can never get me back.
So at BLFC, when we do everything, you're sleeping in Bear's bed.
No, you don't want me.
If I'm going to be waking up at 5 a.m., the cane's tickling me, being like, "Hey, motherfucker!"
No,
continental breakfast starts in 5 minutes.
Get your ass up. So if someone doesn't like it, then I won't do it. I do respect boundaries in that regard.
Oh, but it's not that I don't like it. It's just I'm going to call you a cunt and punch you in the face at the same time. That's all. So just be prepared. Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
I don't like being tickled, but I do enjoy tickling others. So
yes, and yeah, it's definitely fun.
It's a power thing.
Oh, 100%.
It's a power thing. It's definitely a power thing. All right, our last spin of the night. Ah, here's a fun one, and I know that Keynes hates these water sports.
Oh my god!
No, I actually like water sports, but a specific
kind,
like.
Yes.
Kind. Well, again,
I love this.
I love giving.
Okay.
Water sports.
I see.
So like if you start peeing on me, I'm going to be instantly soft and not turned on by any means.
Okay.
That is 100% like a no but for
what
me.
What if you missed your spot? What if you missed a spot on your back and I'm just trying to auto clean it?
Nope. Definitely not. Nope. Definitely, like, as soon as I smell it or it, like, it's just the warmness of it, I'm, nope. Mm-hmm.
If they're doing it right, you shouldn't smell it.
Well, you know.
As long as they're hydrated. But, yeah,
did I send you the pictures of the straight boy that came over to my house and stripped naked? Yes, he went to go pee, and I took a full mouthful of his pee while he was peeing into the thing. He's like, "What are you doing, man?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it. Glug, glug, glug." I'm like, "Your cum's going to taste good tonight." Yeah,
but so clearly you enjoy it. And Keynes and I, not so much. So, I mean, if somebody wants me to pee on him, I'll pee on him, but don't pee on me.
I mean, like, I'm not going to take like the guy from the park to piss on me. Like, I need to, like, it's almost like a, like, again, this was like somebody that I've known for like the last 5 years and like had been like almost like a second husband to me, basically, at this point. So like that's why I would take a mouthful of his piss.
Sure.
I get that.
Keynes, until like, you know, like I might take a mouthful of your piss towards the end of BLFC week, but I just need to know what your diet is and how much water you're drinking and like. Look at it a couple times first and like cross streams with you. And then from there, I get my analysis and we can go from there. So research,
analysis,
write it down.
Okay. Well, I will let you know that I drink lots of water and my pee is very clear a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I prefer a little bit of a tinge of yellow, like not clear, clear, but like just a hint of yellow.
Okay.
It makes it sweeter.
Okay. Well, I will try. Yeah.
You will try.
It's not an exact science.
Just drink iced tea. Oh fuck, you're American. That doesn't work. What's iced tea in America again?
Iced tea.
I drink iced tea.
I just finished a big old glass of iced tea.
Yeah.
But it's not
sweetened.
No, I don't.
If that's what you're talking.
I don't like sweetened iced tea either, so.
That's the thing is that I get fucked over every time I ask for iced tea in the States because these guys are fucking dumb.
Well, no, you just say iced tea, no sweetener, no lemon, and they bring just a glass of tea with ice in it.
No, because that's bullshit. Wants, what the fuck
wants
is that?
Like, he wants like southern.
Oh, sweet he wants tea. Southern sweet tea. Okay, I know how to make that. I'll make a big pitcher of that for you, BLFC.
That's just,
so. I mean, just, I'll make a big pitcher of that sweet tea for you. Sweet tea is definitely
that's
different.
Just, I slept in this morning, and my husband made tea this morning before he went to work. That's all iced tea is down there to use, guys. Like, I went to Olive Garden for the first time, and I was so disappointed. They brought me out a pitcher with fucking like tea bags in it with ice, and I'm like. Bruh.
Well, so we're totally off subject here, but the fact of the matter is it depends on where you go in the States as to what iced tea is at the standard level. So you go East Coast and Southern United States and you say iced tea and you're going to get sweet tea. If you want the regular stuff, you have to specifically say no sweetener, no sweet tea. If you go Midwest, if you ask for iced tea, you can get that's regular, just the regular order. Then you have to ask for sweet tea. So it depends on where you are as to what you have to ask for. It's kind of like when I'm traveling, I'm on the East Coast. If I go and go to Dunkin' Donuts or whatever you guys have up there in Canada, was it Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons.
Yeah. And you say regular coffee. Well, a regular.
It's a one and one.
Well, regular coffee in the United States is two and two. Two cream, two sugar.
Whole one. No wonder these guys got diabetes. Yes.
But if you don't want that.
Canada, it's a regular is one and yeah, one.
But if you say, if you said regular coffee here in Oregon where I live, they're going to look at you like, yeah, all our coffee's regular. What are you talking about? It's regular coffee. It's like.
Yeah, regular is one and one up here. Then you got the double double, which is two and two. Yeah. Then you got the triple triple, which is a two and
so three and three. That's the difference.
And then if you go any higher than that, then you know what? You shouldn't even be drinking coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Just get a nice cap.
Well, anyway, folks, you've been listening.
You don't get you don't get a getaway from this. You put me on the spot last week. Okay. The next episode. So does Canes. I hope he's got a good one coming.
So our
you have I to do. Still let's get sexy okay. up okay. in here. So barely. You can't get away with this.
Our sex position this week is the Rump Rider. And that is where, and I have pictures in our show notes for the two of you to look at. The bottom lays on his stomach and the top sits on his ass with their asses together, facing the feet, and then the top inserts. And then bounces on the bottom's ass, making, you know, so your asses are bouncing up and down and slapping like that. And the dick is going in and out. You can also, the top can also lay down on and hug the bottom's feet. Now, this takes some serious dick maneuvering because that's not a normal position for your dick. So be careful. You almost have
don't
to be,
break it.
You almost have this to be is, not super hard. Like, this is like your second round when you're not as hard as the first round.
See, I kind of want to try this picture when it was either last week. I think it was last week when we were talking about the coming episode. When Canes, you were talking about getting your dick jerked off from behind. Mm-hmm. That's basically the position that I was thinking was like it was full tugged up behind, and you're like getting like fucking tugged on. Like I'm ready to like pull you out of the room from the opposite mm-hmm. side while you're on your stomach. Yeah.
No.
I know it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good to know.
But that's our position this week. All right, now I can do my closing. All right, thanks. You've been listening to
your closing Off now, Leash. I promise.
A definitely not safe for work podcast. I have been Barely Normal.
And I've been Canes.
And I've been Dawson. I promise I'll still be breathing tomorrow.
And until the next time, I hope that all your parts are in the right places. And come back in 2 weeks for our next episode. We're going to talk about puppy space again, kind of a part two, if you will, about getting into puppy space and maintaining it and all that stuff. We talked about this way back in season one, so we thought it would be a good time to revisit. So everybody have a great night.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Scout W, Astro Wolf, Pup Feral, and Rudy Pup. We appreciate your support and donations.